the storyline of the Bible read by Kathy Bird.
The letters in support of the new churches. When the new churches were started in each town and people were appointed to be the leaders, the apostles would communicate with them by sending them letters, later referred to as epistles, to instruct them and encourage them in their new faith. The first letter like this is written by James at the church in Jerusalem, and it is written to all God's people scattered over the whole world. It was written about the time that Barnabas and Paul started the church of Antioch in Syria. Paul wrote letters as part of his support for the new churches he started on his missionary journeys, to give instructions to the disciples he left in charge, and to encourage the new churches in faith to Jesus Christ. All of these letters are found in the Holy Bible between Acts of the Apostles and the Book of Revelation. Paul wrote 13, or 14 if Hebrews is by him, Peter 2, John 3, and Jude 1. Paul's second missionary journey. Paul gets ready to visit the brothers in every town where they had preached the word of the Lord and find out how they are doing. There is a strong difference of opinion on who should go with them, so Paul and Barnabas choose separate missions. Barnabas takes John Mark and goes to Cyprus, and Paul chooses Silas for his second journey and travels through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches. Paul and Silas go to Derbe and Lystra and request that another believer named Timothy join them. Together they travel through the province of Asia, not preaching the word of the Lord because the Holy Spirit did not let them. And the Spirit of Jesus would not let them enter the province of Bithynia, so they travel on through to Troas, and then, because of a vision, they go to Macedonia. Paul travels to many towns that surround the Mediterranean Sea, and everywhere he goes, more believers are added and more churches are started. Paul leaves his companions to help the new churches and goes to Athens, then to Corinth, and while he is there, he is joined by Silas and Timothy, who have come from Macedonia. Paul stays with the believers in these towns from a couple of weeks to a couple of years, building and supporting the churches he has started. After Corinth, Paul travels to Ephesus and has discussions with the Jews in the synagogue, and they ask him to stay. But he is on his way to Jerusalem and tells them, with God's will, he will come back to them. Paul greets the church in Jerusalem, then goes to the church in Antioch in Syria, and spends some time there with the believers. More information can be found in the book of Acts, chapter 15, verse 36, through chapter 18, verse 22. Paul's third missionary journey. After a little time in Antioch, Paul starts his third journey by going through the region of Galatia and Phrygia, strengthening all the believers. Then he went to Ephesus and found some 12 disciples and asked them if they had received the Holy Spirit. They told him that they had never heard of the Holy Spirit, and they had only received the baptism of John, or by water. Paul said, "The baptism of John was for those who turned from their sins," and he told the people of Israel to believe in the one who was coming after him, that is, in Jesus. Then Paul laid his hands upon them, and they were baptized by the Holy Spirit, and they spoke in strange tongues and also proclaimed God's message. Paul continued on to Macedonia, Greece, and Achaia, but he is anxious to get back to Jerusalem by Pentecost, so he sends two of his helpers, Timothy and Erastus, to Macedonia while he spends more time in the province of Asia. By the power of the Holy Spirit, Paul is now aware that he will not be seeing these churches anymore and that he will be arrested and taken to Rome. He tells the believers in the towns on his way back to Jerusalem that he will not be seeing them anymore, and there is many a tearful farewell. He arrives in Jerusalem and is arrested in the temple. More information can be found in the book of Acts, chapter 18, verse 23, through chapter 21, verse 36. Paul sent to Rome. After his arrest and all the way to Rome, Paul takes every opportunity to preach the good news about Jesus. to those who try to kill him, to the Roman guards, to the governors and kings who are trying to settle his case, to those in charge of taking him to Rome, to the prisoners that are with him, to anyone who will listen. After his arrest, Paul is held in prison by Felix, the governor of Judea, for 2 years, and he gives him some freedom and allows his friends to provide for his needs. Then a new governor named Festus succeeds Felix and tries to gain favor with the Jews by having Paul tried in Jerusalem. Because he is a Roman citizen and because he knows the Jews would kill him in Jerusalem, Paul appeals to the emperor in Rome and Festus agrees to send him there. Even King Agrippa, who visits Festus, says after hearing Paul tell his story, this man could have been released if he had not appealed to the emperor. For they all agreed that Paul had not done anything which deserved death or prison. On the day it was decided to sail to Italy, Paul and some other prisoners are handed over to Julius, an officer in the emperor's regiment. They sail to Sidon, which is about halfway between Jerusalem and the church of Antioch in Syria. Julius is kind to Paul and allows him to go and see his friends, to be given what he needs. They sail close to the coast of the Mediterranean Sea because of the winds and to a port named Myra, which is halfway between Tarsus and Corinth. There Julius finds a ship that is going to Italy and puts the prisoners aboard. This ship has great trouble making headway to the other ports along the coast and because of the weather has to take a detour to the island of Crete and comes to a port near the town of Lasea called Safe Harbors. More information can be found in the book of Acts, chapter 21, verse 37 through chapter 26, verse 8.